The story goes back to 525. The then King of Gwynedd gave a piece of land to a man of noble birth by the name of Daniel to set up a monastic community. A small church with little huts or cells around it. And around the whole of that, his followers built a wooden fence. And the word for that sort of fence was a bango. To some extent, the banger is still there. There's still a wall around the cathedral precincts. A secular, non-monastic community would have grown up around that on the outskirts, and that has developed over the centuries to what we have today. As far as we're aware, we are the oldest cathedral in continuous use in the United Kingdom. Bishop Andrew, our present bishop, is the 81st Bishop of Bangor in succession to Daniel. Of this building are soaked with the prayers of thousands of people. People have been praying on this site for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Term, it's a thin place. It's one of those places where you can feel particularly close to God. It's a holy site. There's been a choir here for centuries. It's very much at the heart of who we are and what we do, providing musical and liturgical excellence here. Students came to the university, so we were here for Freshers Week, and that was exciting. There was a vibrancy about it, and because of where we are at the very heart of the city, that adds to the vibrancy, really the life of this place.
Many husband and wives met each other there.